Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, this is Lawrence. I get your brochure, and I would like to know about your program. And I already took twice a couple of years before. And when it's finished, then I took the second one. They are daily deducting from the bank, you know.
Yeah.
Now I have a loan balance around $3,400 only. It's like I took, I think, $60,000. It's already almost done.
Hey, that's Lawrence, I think we have a bad connection. I can barely hear you.
Okay, so I will start from one, right? Okay.
That's okay. Way better. Thank you.
Right. Okay. This is a daily deducting program or monthly?
It's either daily, weekly, and we have three options, actually. But can we start with, was there a 16-digit reservation code on the mailer that you received, and that would allow me to pull
right.
up the...
I'm going to give you that. Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
2511.
Okay, 2511.
0801.
Yeah. 0801.
01. And 0027.
0027.
6634.
6634. Just one moment, please.
Yeah. So I can hold it 1 minute because, you know, I'm going to write a check if the people are waiting here, okay?
What? I'm sorry? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
I'm here. Are you ready to speak? Are you still?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Okay, Lawrence, we got a new phone system about 2 weeks ago. We've experienced a couple dropped calls. Is there a good number that I could reach back out to you in case this call were to drop?
Okay.
What would be a good phone number for me to be able to call you back in case the phone...
Same number, 561-635-2014.
2014, great, thank you. I've had a couple calls drop this week. I wasn't able to reach back out to the customer, and I was kind of freaking out there.
Oh.
so just want to confirm a little bit of information we have on file for your business. Are you still located at the 6302?
Yeah. See, my business is one of the busiest restaurants here, and I have a very good, tax filing and all of the stuff. You know, everything is with me.
Right, right.
And,
can I just...
Go ahead.
Can I just confirm that information that we have on file for you to make sure it's correct?
2511-0801-0027-6634,
right? Oh, no, I just wanted to confirm the address of the business.
Oh, address is
6302-4949.
Oh, that is my home address.
The 6302 Hammock Park Road address?
6302 Hammock Park Road, West Palm Beach, 33411.
Okay.
My business and then, address is different. Yes.
Okay. And that is the 1649
Forum Place, suite number 5, 6, and 7. And it is West Palm Beach, 33401.
Okay, great. And then lastly, the classification for your business, is it a proprietorship, partnership, LLC?
No, I'm the only owner.
Okay, a proprietorship.
And I have shareholder.
Great. And how long have you guys been in business?
We are in 6 years.
Oh, congratulations. That's great. So what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs, and I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business. Were you looking to bring on some capital or bring on some equipment or a little bit of both? Or
yeah, I'm just going to do more renovation because my ceilings, because we have before there is a leak and all the stuff for many of them. So I'm going to fix something very fancy and nice.
Oh, okay.
And I have to new such things, but I'm looking for 75,000.
Okay. What kind of business?
How much. This is Indian restaurant with a full bar restaurant, 169 seats. Plus, we have a banquet hall and everything.
Okay.
More than 110,000 every month.
Okay. Did you guys experience any damage from that hurricane? Is that why
Nothing.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
But last year we changed some AC. When they installed the AC, they are not in a proper way fixed. That's why the leak comes. So
right.
We already fixed that. They already fixed everything. Now I plan to anyway. It is coming here. So before that, I would like to. Sure.
So, Lawrence, let me ask you this. Are you familiar with working capital loans? Have you ever taken any out? Or do you have any currently?
That's why I'm just, we have a person. There is a loan ability. This company, I have a loan of 66,000 last year, and it is only $3,300 is left.
Oh, great, great.
But they are keep calling. But I've seen they are daily, $199 daily taken from my account.
Okay.
So it is only maybe 1 month more only. But, I am just looking at your brochure and I've seen that the monthly base you are taking, it's like a bank loan. So
yes.
I prefer the things, and if you get a better deal, I don't mind.
Okay. And then did you say that there was two? You have two working capital loans currently, or just the one?
No, just one. That's almost finished.
Great.
They are pushing me. I can tell you that's Monica. Monica is today also Monica's back.
They're trying to get you to refinance and bring on more money.
Program and everything. So unfortunately today I'm just. Sort out the mail. I see in business owner here there is another loan company.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just want to know what is your thing. That's all.
Okay. Our loans are based off of sales from the year previous. We're able to lend upwards of 10 to 12% of what you did in gross annual sales last year. To use as you see fit, like renovations, pay down a little bit of debt, or marketing.
Last year we did 1 million, I can tell you now. My tax filing 1 second. I can tell you the exact MO.
Okay.
With me, or I can text you. This is for those tax. The personal one is we did 194,380. And my business is, 1 second.
No problem.
Okay, we did a $1,015,670.
Okay, great. Just based off of that sales number, you know, we could get you upwards of 100 to possibly 125,000. I know you're only looking for 75.
Yeah, 75 only. I don't need much, you know, because I don't want too much burden.
Gotcha.
Actually, 50,000, but 25, I just expand by, you know.
Okay, so the way that we work is this. We'll get you approved for the most amount of money and the longest term, and then we can work backwards from there. You pick the amount that you want. You know, and then, you know, we go from there. So let's say we got you approved for $125,000. You can take that $50,000 that you need, and then, you know, we figure out the rest from there. And you could just know that you'll have that remaining balance there waiting for you if you did need extra cash down the road.
I'm sorry to ask you once again your name.
I'm sorry?
Your name? Your name.
My name is Zach. I'm sorry. It's spelled Z-A-C-H.
What's that?
Sorry. That's okay.
Matthew? Sorry. Can you spell it your name? I didn't call you that name.
Z as in zebra.
Oh,
A as in apple. C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
H as in happy. Like Zachary.
Oh, Wax. Okay, Wax. All right. See, actually, you know, that's a credit line like you are putting $125,000. You know, that's up to you, because I don't need much money.
Exactly.
I don't put it too much about it, because this is not pain. Without pain, it is going every day, and I'm not even feel anything. I'm
right.
Return the money. So now
okay.
I think that like a bank system, then it's more preferable. But, you know, just to tell me what is your, program in that way.
So we could definitely get you the 50 that you're looking for, and it's a very quick process. We have a one-page application. We would want to look at 6 months of your business bank statements, the most recent to verify your cash flow, and also the first two pages of the most recent tax return to verify sales for the year previous and also ownership. And then if you could just provide the information with regards to loan ability, just like the first page of the contract on the amount that you borrowed, the total payback, and the daily payment, that would be the information that our underwriting department needs to get you some feedback and make you an offer inside of 24 hours. If you like what we have to say, it's
okay,
about
you
another...
You need my tax return for 2015, right?
Just the first two pages to verify sales and ownership of the business. But
I'm asking, you need my 2015 tax return paper, and you need my bank statement for how many months? 6 months?
6 months. But you know what, Lawrence? What's a good email address? I can make a list for you and document it all shoot you
Lawrence,
out an email.
Yes. Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Lawrence, 0358.
0358?
At gmail.com.
At Gmail. So what I would like to do, Lawrence, is put together an email for you of the documentation that we would require. I'll attach an application as well as my direct dial. So if there's any questions at all, gathering the information, anything at all, you can just reach me directly. I'm here to help you out.
Make the best deal, then only I can go to.
Gotcha. Well, Lawrence, I just want to give you a little more information. These are unsecured loans. You know, there's no collateralization involved, but
no,
they are.
I'm going to pay off that, and I'm going to get the clearance now. This is only $3,200 or something. They already
didn't
need it.
Okay.
So I'm
going
to finish that, and I'll clear getting the clear paper and give it to you. That way, it's everything okay.
Sure. I just wanted to give you a little bit of background on how our loans work, and just, you know, let you know what exactly, you know, the process is. So they're unsecured loans, so they are a little more expensive. You know, rates can start at right around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. Again, we'd want to look at, you know, time in business. You have excellent amount of time in business. We do look at personal credit. How would you rate your personal credit? You know, above average, maybe a little bit below?
No, we are good. I'm good.
Okay.
Maybe 700, 725, like that.
Great.
I don't have so much problems.
Okay.
I never.
That, Excellent. That's well above the national average. I think it's right around 690 right now. And, you know, a couple other factors that would determine, you know, what kind of rate, the length of the term and things of that nature. So it's a pretty quick process, and we can have feedback for you in 24 hours.
All right. Okay.
You know, and Lawrence, I feel like I've been doing.
Do you have any direct number?
I'm sorry.
Do you have any direct number or extension or anything to contact you?
Yes, yes. I was going to include that in my email, but do you have a pen and paper
right,
handy?
Okay. Yeah.
I can give it to you right now. It's 858.
Yeah.
779-0426, and that will go directly to me.
Okay. All right.
And did you have any further questions? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking here.
Nothing. You know, I would like to know because this is not my first time.
Okay.
But last a couple of years before I took out the one and I finished that, by the time Monica keep calling, then I just to take from her. This is almost done. Now they are forcing me to take other one. So I'm just thinking, you know, to go with other better deal, you know. So
yeah.
That's why I call you. Okay.
I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to put the email together for you, have it out to you in about 10 minutes. And did you want me to give you, you know, a day or two to gather that information to get it back to me? Or did you something you wanted to take care of today?
Let us see. If I'm free, then okay. Because if every paperwork is with me, then I do that. Otherwise, if I know I want to pay off that other one, small one,
mm-hmm.
I would like to get their clearance, then I can send you that out. You know?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you wanted to pay off, the loanability loan, and you know, include a payoff letter with that, that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I'll send you out that email, and then I'll follow up with you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Lawrence. Bye bye.